This is The Real Estate Show for Chisholm and Gayman, Weno Bayside.
It's Sunday morning. Good morning, Sam Gayman.
Good morning, Eddie.
How are you today?
Yeah, I'm great. I'm looking forward to a few opens later on. We've been meeting lots of people. It's been fantastic.
Excellent. Good morning, Torsten.
Good morning, Eddie.
Are you well?
I'm excellent, thank you.
It's email day. You've come in with a pile of emails.
We have indeed, and it's also been a great week, Eddie. We've had some terrific auctions, some great private sales. The market is going very, very well, Eddie.
Okay, let me read the first one here. I've got it. It's from Melissa from Black Rock. Good morning, Melissa. And she says, good morning, Sam and Torsten. Love the show. What are the benefits of using drones in your advertising campaign? I'll throw it to you, Sam.
Yeah, thanks, Eddie, and thanks, Melissa. Look, there's a lot of benefits to using drones, and we're seeing them becoming far more prevalent. One is that if you are selling your property and you have a view or a potential view, the drones can be set to different heights. So you can come up at 3 meters, 6 meters, 9 meters, 12 meters, as high as you want to go, and potentially as high as you'll be allowed to, depending on your planning.
Doesn't CASA have to get involved, Torsten?
Yeah, no, look, Eddie, there's some rules that each of the operators, and particularly the people that we deal with, they actually are doing this as a commercial business. So those regulations are set in stone.
Right.
So that they're aware of the limitations that they have. For example, they can't fly over a arterial road. There are certain
can't fly down a main street full of cafes.
Sure,
yeah, obligations are there, but certainly from that point of view, as long as they work within those guidelines, then they're okay. If they're wanting for a specific reason to do something different, well, then what you do is they'd actually then apply for an exemption, Eddie.
So, Sam, benefits.
Yeah, so back to those benefits. If you do have a potential view, it takes the guesswork out of it. And then also, if you are next to the water, or you're not far away from a park, some sort of a landmark, that has a lifestyle element to it that's going to be an attraction to your buyers, it's really good to pinpoint that. And the drone does that so well because it gives you an aerial shot, but you don't have to rely on sending up photographer in a helicopter anymore. I mean, you've got the accessibility, and providing it's not too windy, you can pretty much do it at any time.
Which brings me to a second question, which is a step further of Melissa's question, photos versus video. What works better? What is more effective?
The reality is that both have a very different role to play. The photos are, what we're finding is that photography is becoming sharper. It has a different angle. The lens operates differently to what a video can provide.
So it's certainly not obsolete.
Oh, no. No, look, it has a very different place in it. But certainly the data is showing that when a video is attached to a profile of a property on the internet, the actual length of time that the average user stays on that particular property doubles. So it's very significant.
Right. So, Sam, what are the other benefits of video?
Well, there's a number of benefits, and I think it creates a little bit of romance. So it's actually something that you can have more cameo shots. And what I mean by cameo shots is you might have a close-up of, a water feature into a pool, or it might be a close-up of the beautiful landscaping in the garden. You get to pick out the different points of the property that you don't get to see everything in a photo.
Yep.
You won't see every corner of the room, for example. And so you just get some different angles and some different aspects, and you're able to build this story and sort of create a little bit of drama and a little bit of romance, and it becomes aspirational. You start to see yourself walking through that home.
Yeah.
And you start to think, oh, gee, what's coming next? And I love that pool, and I love, that big bedroom. And it picks out the salient points and the positives in a really nice way, in a production stylized way.
How about the surround photo? The one where you can get on your phone and you move your finger around and you can work your way around the room.
Yeah, look, that technology is improving. It's still a little bit clunky at this point in time. So some people do relate to it. Certainly, the video facility gives you a good overview, but certainly that technology is improving by the minute, and you'll find, I think, the next generation of that technology will be a significant leap in the world of the opportunities there for you. One, to actually have a view from any vantage point within the room.
Yes.
But also what we're also finding is that we're looking forward to floor plans, which we're dealing with a company at the moment that is just on the cusp of actually, again, being able to insert furniture, but having actually it not look clunky, actually having it look real life.
Yep.
And that lets you put real life size, king size beds, queen size beds, where you can get a real sense of how that room feels with your furniture in it.
Sure. This is The Real Estate Show. More emails shortly.
This is The Real Estate Show for Chisholm and Gayman. Weno Bayside.
9531-1245 is the one central number to call for Chisholm and Gayman. We know Bayside. 9531-1245 for all your real estate needs, residential, commercial, property management, sales. The website, Sam, what's that?
Eddie, it's www.chisholmgayman.com.au.
And four offices, Torsten.
They are indeed, Eddie. They're Mount Martha, Blackrock, Elwood and Port Melbourne.
Now, just wrapping up with Melissa's email, just one more thing on drones, Torsten.
Look, a little bit to what Sam alluded to earlier on the show, one of the really wonderful features of the drone technology in which we've had with a particular property that we're selling at 431 St Kilda Street in Elwood, which is a terrific three-bedroom home, but it's centrally located to both the water and a parkland. And so what you're able to do is have that drone fly in that quadrant, and we're able to highlight, in given our corporate colours orange, an orange rectangle where that house sits. So when you're looking over that view,
yes,
it delineates just how close it is to both of those wonderful lifestyle features. And so you just can't replicate that with a photo.
Absolutely. Email number two for this morning comes from Peter from Frankston. Good morning, Peter. He asks, gentlemen, should I sell my home on this side of Christmas?
Well, look, the answer is the market is consistently giving us results around that mid-70s mark as far as the clearance rate, even though in the past few weekends the volume has increased significantly. So that's a reflection that the market is still bubbling along well. And so my belief has always been, deal with the market you know, because we don't know what next year may bring, both from a international economic aspect, in a political aspect as far as world politics. And so uncertainty can create a shift in sentiment.
Yes.
And the first segment of the economy to actually reflect any hesitation or doubt in confidence is the property market. So at the moment, while it's bubbling along well, the actual consistency is unprecedented that we've had over the last 12 months. And so from that point of view, my advice is you've still got 7 weeks to really get yourself involved in creating a great outcome for your home or your townhouse or your apartment. And also what we find at this time of year is that you can genuinely get away with the shorter campaigns. And as you know, one of the favourite topics that we've talked about over the last several years has been you've also got the opportunity to have a twilight auction as well. So you're not just wedded to a Saturday or Sunday. We've Sam and I have had some wonderful Thursday night auctions and some wonderful Wednesday night twilight auctions.
Yeah, but and dates-wise, Torsten, I mean, if you're launching on the 18th of November, you can still have your auction on the 9th of December. If you're auctioning on the 25th of November, you can get in for the 16th. There's four clear weekends in December before Christmas Day. That's optimum opportunity. We sold three properties on Christmas Eve last year.
And also, as we said, that week after the 15th and 16th, Sammy, even that Tuesday or Wednesday still gives you some time.
Absolutely. And in order to get ready, if you were auctioning on the 9th of December, you need to have your photos taken the day before stakes. So, you know, around about the 10th of November would be, and then you can certainly have your photos taken the week after or the week following. So you've still got 2 or 3 weeks in November to get ready.
Not yesterday, but last weekend, did I hear somewhere that we had a record number of auctions?
Look,
On Saturday, was it like a super Saturday?
Well, it was. It jumped by 500 auctions. So
something like 1,700 auctions.
It was about 1,500, but it was just mid-1,500s, but it jumped from 900, mid-900s. But what was terrific was that the clearance rate still came in at 73%, whereas the preceding weekend, where there was only 950-odd auctions, that sat at 75. So given that big jump, that was a real confidence booster for anyone looking at the market.
Also, just to finish on timing, if you are looking at potentially putting your property on the market, but it's subject to you buying, so you want to buy first, there are quite a few busy auction weekends coming up. So the 18th of November in particular is a busy auction weekend. So there's a number of clients that I'm speaking to presently who are likely to bid at auctions that day. And if they win, they want to be on the market.